Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to discuss, like to talk about, well, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about freedom this month. It's just a great topic, and it's something that we all long for. It's one of the deepest needs in the human heart, and we finally get it in Christ Jesus. There's lots of things out there promising freedom, and we can have tastes of freedom, and it really tastes good, and we want more and more and more. But the freedom of the world is fleeting.
Yeah.
There's only one freedom that lasts, and that's the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's why Paul is going to tell us to press on to that high calling. And in Philippians chapter 3, and Philippians chapter 3 is really one of those pinnacle chapters. It just stands at the top of the Bible pyramid, so to speak. You can't really call it a pyramid, but it's up there. It's way up there. Why? It's everything is kind of building to a crescendo that we hear and feel and read about in Philippians 3, and it's all about Jesus. I mean, Paul was steeped in his legalistic religious life. Mm-hmm. He was persecuting Christians. And he thought he was doing God a favor. He thought he was doing God's work. And then he met Jesus on that road to Damascus, and everything changed for him. And I hope that's the same for you out there today, that there was a point in time where you met Jesus and everything changed. Yeah. And from that point forward, you press on toward that prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Well, what is that upward call of God in Christ Jesus? It's simply to know Christ. It's to be found in Him and to have a righteousness that is by faith. It's not through works of the law. That's the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, that we know Him. And that's exactly what this chapter is all about. Paul is saying, hey, all of those things that were so vitally important to me, all of those things that identified me, that gave me a purpose in life, that really meant something, they're just garbage. It's dung as in relationship to knowing Christ. Knowing Christ is the prize. Now, why does that relate to freedom? Well, because the world had pressed us down, had suppressed the truth about Christ, had kept that truth from us, so to keep us in bondage, to keep us in bondage to sin and death, to keep us following after the ways of this world, living to gratify the desires of the flesh. There were all kinds of obstacles that were holding us back from experiencing what God intended for us to experience as human beings, and that's to know Jesus. Well, when that gospel message hits our hearts, we're loosed from all that. We're set free. And to move forward, to press on to that prize, that upward calling of God in Christ, is moving into freedom. I tweeted out today this particular verse and then the hashtag, freedom is calling. That's what this verse is saying. Freedom is calling. Press on. Move forward. Now, why would Paul have to write this? Why would Paul have to have this attitude in his own mind? Why would Paul want to write this down for us? Why would the Holy Spirit move him to say such things? Well, because our natural human tendency is to go back instead of moving forward. Mm-hmm. Why? Because every step forward is a step into the unknown, mm-hmm. and there's all kinds of fear there. We see that perfectly depicted in the story of the Exodus. You know, God did this miraculous work, powerful work, releasing the people of Israel from the gods of the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were under incredible power and under incredible oppression. in their days as slaves in Egypt. And God did miraculous work in setting them free and then parting the Red Sea so that they could cross over and then establishing them as as the people of God at Mount Sinai with this covenant between God and the people. And then he said, I want to move you to this promised land. That's where you're headed. Well, for them, instead of pressing on to that high calling of God, they kept looking back to Egypt and saying, that's the place for us. And oftentimes when we come to Christ, we get so excited about this new life that we have, this forgiveness that we have. And then the worldly temptations start to knock at the door again. They start to pull on our heartstrings. And we begin looking back and saying, wow, I used to have a lot of fun back then. And Satan just deceives us in thinking that we actually did. And we forget how miserable we were. We forget how empty we were. We forget that we were restless and constantly searching. And then we found our rest in Christ. And so he says, press on. Continue moving forward to that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Don't look back. Don't go back. Don't turn your eyes that way. Keep them on Jesus. That's the race that's set before you. Keep your eyes on him. And in doing so, you're going to experience the freedom that he sets you free to experience to the absolute full. This is God's design for you. This is what God wants for you. So press on. Forget what was behind. Move on to what's ahead of you. And that's this dynamic, vibrant, pulsating relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, your very life.
Your very life. That's the good news from Basic Gospel. And, of course, you're listening to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. We have an open line for you right now. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And if you don't have a question, I have one for you. How is the Christian life really supposed to work? Well, if that is a question that does run through your mind, you can find answers in Bob Christopher's Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It answers the question in real-life terms and points readers to the truth of the new covenant, the place of freedom from guilt and failure. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And if you order now, it's only $10 and we pay the postage. There's a prominent link right on the homepage, our website at basicgospel.net. Or you can order by phone at 844-322-2742. Either way, a great way to get your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Order yours today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Well, once again, that number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition. Well, guys, we had a question from Willie. Let me pull it up here very, very quickly. This is concerns 1 John 3, verses 20 and 21. He says, good morning, Bob, and Richard. I would like you to explain this passage, 1 John 3, 20, 21. That's from Willie, who wrote to us through email.
Well, we appreciate that. We really do. So it's 20 and 21. So for whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And it's just simply saying that this gospel message, what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, transcends anything that's going on inside of us. I mean, we have an enemy out there. We have one that accuses us. We have the world that is trying to suppress the truth, keep us from really walking in the fullness of who we are in Christ Jesus. And sometimes we condemn ourselves.
Yeah.
But what God has done in Christ Jesus transcends that and trumps that. But then he goes on to say, if our heart does not condemn us, then we have confidence before God. It just simply means that our minds have been aligned to the truth of the gospel. And when Paul says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and our heads are fully in line with that, and our hearts are fully in line with that, then we have confidence before God. It is a wonderful passage of assurance, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the problem here is that, like you were describing at the beginning of the broadcast, the problem is that we've before we met Jesus, we had been kidnapped, and we had been tortured and abused and everything bad that you can imagine. And what we know happens is what we call the Stockholm Syndrome. We all of a sudden, the person who has been kidnapped begins to think that the people who kidnapped them are normal. Mm-hmm. And even when they're rescued and brought back, it takes time to start thinking what is really the normal. And that's what John is talking about here. You're going to have a struggle with your heart. But because of Jesus and how successful he was, because he is greater than our hearts, we can listen to him and let him change our hearts so that we quit believing that what we thought was normal, it just goes away. And we find out the truth, and that sets us free. That's what this passage is. All of 1 John is about assurance and how to maintain it, and how to avoid all the things that try to drive assurance away from us. This is one of those statements.
Right. And this word heart has several different applications. Mm-hmm. So the word heart can be the totality of the inner person.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that's the case. So when we see that we've been given a new heart in this new covenant, it's talking about that inner person has been set loose from
yes.
the ways of this world, from that prison of sin and death, and our affections, our affinities are now toward God. Mm-hmm. That's that heart going from an unbelieving heart to a believing heart.
Yeah.
The word heart can also mean mind. So this new heart of ours, it's always fused to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So it's always a believing heart, but it's these minds of ours that can get disturbed. It's these minds of ours that can listen to other messages and to pay attention to those and entertain those messages. And so that's when we start feeling a little shaky. That's when we start to doubt and wonder and question, am I really saved? Could God really love me? Am I going to be punished for this thing that I just did? And so we feel condemnation. Why? Because our minds are thinking condemning thoughts. Mm-hmm. And God is greater than that. God yes. is greater than our minds. And he has done a work in Christ that assures us. And so we need to get our minds back on Christ and begin that renewing process again. And when we do, then these minds of ours are going to be confident before God
yes.
that we are truly children of God, and we can rest assured that we're going to be with him forever.
Yeah. Willie, hope that's a help to you. Hope you're listening. And, friends, if you have a question, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. Guys, I had a question from Jessica, who wrote to us through our Facebook page, and this is basically a follow-up to a question we answered a few weeks ago concerning a friend of hers. She says, recently I asked if a professing Christian is really saved if they are drinking, having sex outside of marriage, and living a materialistic lifestyle. Jessica goes on to say, I spoke with her with grace and gave her the true gospel. I talked about repentance and trusting in Jesus. I did not point out her sins, but emphasized the change you experience once you turn to God and away from sin. She told me, quote, didn't need godly advice from me and didn't acknowledge anything I said. So Jessica's question is, what do I do now?
Well, there's nothing you can do. No, I mean, no, if can't. You have other opportunities in the future to have conversations with her, take advantage of those conversations. Now, here's what I tell people, and I think this is an important thing for us to really grasp as believers in Christ. We live by the axiom that God is interested in the souls of men. And so we think of that in terms of salvation. God wants to save souls. But I want us to look at it from a little different perspective. If God is interested in the souls of men and women and boys and girls, let's, as believers in Christ, find out what's actually going on in the souls of men and women, boys and girls. Let's have conversations and let's ask questions about what's really happening on the inside. and create that that atmosphere of safety, of acceptance, of non-judgmental attitude. And I guarantee you, as you have conversations, as you show an interest in what's really going on inside of a person, then the floodgates will open. They'll start sharing things. And as they share things, there's going to be opportunities for you to help connect the dots with their need to the solution that's found in Jesus Christ. Now, I did that with my daughter, Caitlin, a couple of years ago. And we just had this great conversation, and I just asked her, what's going on inside of you? And boy, she described what was going on inside of her in such powerful ways, in very clear and vivid ways. And in the course of that conversation, something clicked that she saw, hey, Jesus really is the answer to my heart needs. Mm-hmm. And it was all about a conversation of simply saying, what's going on inside of you? Now, we don't do enough of that. Yeah. And we talked about that Friday on our marriage teaching edition, what it means to listen. Well, what it means to listen is to find out what's really going on inside of a person's soul, and to show that you actually care for them, that you're really interested. We don't do enough of that. And I think if we do, I think we'll have plenty of opportunities to help connect the dots with the person's problem to the solution in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, great answer, guys. Richard.
When I worked at Hewlett-Packard, one of my jobs in several different contexts was to be a consultant internally. And what I had to learn was that if I walked into a project team and spent a half an hour, I could identify six or seven things that were wrong and that needed to be fixed. It did me no good at all to point out those six or seven things. It didn't become meaningful until the individual or group involved said, you know, we're having trouble here. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You're not there to solve a problem. You're there to have a conversation.
Right.
And the power is in the conversation, because Jesus has promised us that the Holy Spirit will give us the right words to say at the right time if we keep our eyes fixed on him and enjoy the relationship,
yes,
with the other person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel. Once again, the number, we'd love for you to be a part of the this edition at 844-322-2742. We have a new CD series, friends, called Law and Grace, that Bob and Richard have put together, and it helps us understand the critical difference between law and grace, and we've been talking about that all month here at Basic Gospel. We have a copy of this for you as you make your July gift to sustain this work that we call Basic Gospel. You can donate online at basicgospel.net, by phone at 844-322-2742, with the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate through basicgospel.net/Canada. Your gifts, friends, do make a big, big difference, and we thank you for your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Again, that CD series, Law and Grace, it's five messages on two CDs, and a copy will be coming to you with your gift during the month of July.
And I can't overemphasize the importance of this particular resource. This isn't just something that's going to make you feel good. Yeah. This is something that's actually going to make you think. It's going to challenge you in your faith. Have you just looked at Christianity as a series of rules and regulations? Does faith mean to you abiding by those rules and regulations? Or is faith something more profound, more impactful for that? Is it connected to a relationship with Jesus Christ? So this series is going to challenge you. It will make you think. It will make you take a deep dive into your Bible, look at the passages that we are discussing in this particular series, and start to ask questions. What does this really mean? So we want to put this important resource into your hands, and it's yours just for the asking when you send your gift to Basic Gospel this month. And your gift is going to help others be challenged in their faith. I mean, we live in a world today where most people's faith are as deep as the latest tweet that they've read or the latest Facebook post.
Tell and it like it is,
we
brother.
Are shallow. We are just shallow people.
Yeah.
And we're folks are going to therapists and doing all sorts of things because they got, you know, somebody hurt their feelings through this post or that post. And certainly there's a lot of cruel people out there in the world. But one of the reasons that that is such a problem for us today is because we're very shallow in our understanding of just humanity to begin with, and even more shallow in our understanding of the gospel. So we want you to take a deep dive. We want to challenge you, to push you, to make you think, to open up the Word of God, to take a deep look at what it actually says. And this is a series that will do it. And if you will stick with it and follow the divine logic that is laid out in the Word of God, you're going to come out the other end with this big sigh of relief, this big smile on your face, and just a reservoir of joy in your heart that you can tap into every single day of your life. This is the truth that will set you free, but you're going to have to challenge yourself. You're going to have to pick up the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit to walk you through it, and you'll come out of it a changed person.
Two CDs, five messages from Bob and Richard, and we hope you'll get a copy. And you can do so as you make your July gift, Basic Gospel. And you know all the ways to do that. Well, a question from Corey, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app concerning 1 Corinthians 3, verses 8 through 15. He says, my question pertains to this particular passage. I understand contextually that he's talking about building upon the foundation of Christ. But is Paul suggesting that we will be rewarded according to our different ministry works? That's from, again, from Corey, who wrote to us through the app.
Well, it says this, that if the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So it really is about building on the foundation of Christ. You know, a lot of people will look at this passage and say, hey, I want these rewards, and so I'm going to go out and work so that I can be rewarded when I get into heaven. Well, that's not what this passage
That's not building on the foundation
of
Christ.
No, that is not building on the foundation of Christ at all. Now, the rewards that we're going to get are the crown of life, the crown of righteousness, those things that we already have in Christ. You've already been made alive. You've already been declared righteous. When you stand before God, there will be an external display of that, so the world will see you for what you really are. So those are the things that we have in Christ. This is just saying, hey, if you're going to be in ministry, if you're going to build upon the foundation of Christ, build on it in a proper way. Use the right building materials. Don't use the things of the world. Use the materials that God has supplied you with in Christ. And that's all that's saying. If you've done something in the flesh, if you've used worldly building materials, that's just all going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
But if you've used the things of the Lord, those things are going to stand forever, and you'll get to see that. So that's good.
That is good. Well, we appreciate hearing from all of our listeners who write to post questions, and we'd love to hear from you. You can do it in the same way that Willie and Jessica and Corey did. And friends, if you're struggling to live the Christian life, well, we have great news for you. You've assumed a role that really isn't yours. And through the pages of this excellent book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob Christopher explains how he struggled through the early years of his Christian life, ultimately finding the truth that set him free. It's all there in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And right now, a copy can be yours for only $10, and we pay the postage on that. We pay the shipping. You'll find it at basicgospel.net, a prominent link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net, or you can order by phone at 844-322-2742. So if you're struggling with living the Christian life, well, order your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Again, just click that link on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can phone 844-322-2742. Remember also that if you have a question, call any time. We love hearing from you, our listeners. That number, 844-322-2742, is available 24 hours a day. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.